We turn to our Oakland County Sheriff, Mike Bouchard, because of his national and international experience. We're lucky to have him in Oakland County, but we're lucky to have him, period. And he's here to weigh in on a few things. He can weigh in on the war that is underway, having had a son just come back from his military, fine military service. But the first thing we wanted to talk about was what could be a retaliation. Frankly, I thought there'd be many more by now, but if this is one, then it is a gunman wearing clothes with an Iranian flag design and the words "property of Allah" killed a couple of people and wounded 14 others yesterday at a Texas bar. Michael Bouchard, Sheriff, it's always a pleasure to have you here, even if it is to talk about these bad stories.
Yeah, sadly, Paul W., that seems what we talk about a lot. It'd be nice to talk about fun weather and great Michigan activities, but yep, we're in one of those situations again.
We are indeed, and I imagine, without giving too much away, that your deputies and all law enforcement within the sound of my voice are on special alert after an attack like this, because we know that because of the last administration, many sleeper cells from people who don't like us, like Iran, snuck into this country. Well, walked in without any problem, walked into this country, and there's concern that they're going to respond and react.
Yes. Shortly after this kicked off, I began receiving messages. I'm part of a number of different groups and associations. Obviously, as you mentioned, I'm on the Joint Terrorism Task Force. I've got a top secret clearance. I work on both local, national, and international levels with different friends and groups. And then we also have an intelligence thread that we chat on that's major county sheriffs of America across the country and communicate with our federal partners. So that started to light up shortly after hostilities began and went kinetic in the Iranian sphere. And so we began to communicate about, you know, what may be in the offing as a result of that and what things we should queue up and be prepared for. And as I got information in, I reached out to some of the chiefs in our area, especially those that have either large Jewish facilities, congregations, or critical infrastructure, and began to share some of that intelligence or information with them. I ordered our folks to go to a ready footing, if you will, and specifically focus on some of our critical infrastructure.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it seems impossible to have to remind people that the monster that Khomeini has been for so many years and that Iran has waged war against us, the U.S., for like 47 years. They've murdered thousands of Americans. They've cried out death to America for as long as I can remember. And they've been a sponsor of terrorism all over the world. It's astonishing that anyone would ask, why would we take this guy out? Now, there is the question that will be discussed ad nauseum in Washington and elsewhere, that there's a certain procedure that the president is supposed to follow. So I'm not going to get in the way of that. I'm just saying nobody should be surprised that when given the opportunity, rare opportunity, where this guy, Khomeini, was above ground with like 40 of his staff, sergeants, soldiers, lieutenants, whatever you want to call them, that there was a chance to take them all out in one fell swoop and save a lot of lives, that we jumped all over that. I can understand that. I'll let the arguments go the other way for whatever reason they want to, but some of these people are the same people who did not represent themselves or their country well at the State of the Union address. And I don't need to go through the details. We already know when they didn't stand and all of that other stuff.
Yeah. And, you would hope and would love to see that there's continuity in reaction, whether, you know, a Republican or a Democrat is in control in the White House, that, you know, it used to be politics stopped at our nation's shore. But unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be the case. Some people that spoke nothing when previous administrations did some hostile activities overseas, you know, are completely different, you know, when a different administration is in power. And it's just, you know, one of those things is always kind of striking. But from our point of view, you know, we would just want to make sure that we're partnering with everybody. We're communicating. If you see something, say something, share that information. But you're right. I mean, if a country is primary chant is death to America, you know, we should take them at their word. And they've been at war with us going back to 1979. They killed the Marines in Beirut. They, you know, there's one list after another. They're the largest, clearly, sole source for exporting terrorism and killing American troops all across the Middle East for many, many years, directly attributable to this administration in Iran. So it's not a brand new war. It's one that's been going on for a long time, and there just has been no direct kinetic action.
Well, I'm going to have to say I'm glad there was some direct action here, and may it put us on the path to freedom and a safer world everywhere. And certainly, where are the especially in this case, women who generally stand up for women, and the women in Iran have been so knocked down and all of their rights taken away. They were not taken away when it was Persia and before the Islamists got there and this Khomeini got there. All of their ability to get an education, to drive a car, to vote, to all these things were taken away from them along the way. And this is going to notably make their lives better. I can't believe we're not hearing from Democrat women saying how great this is going to be. But that's the problem with the hypocrisy we live with today. Always a pleasure, Mike Bouchard. There's a story of a child being killed by an unmanaged gun this afternoon. We don't have time to get into it. Thanks for your help. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard. Stand by for JR Afternoon with Ryan Armani. Regards, Paul W. Smith.